That evening, as he was undressing for bed, his hand happened to feel in his coat pocket the bundle he had picked up on the boulevard. He had forgotten about it. He thought it would be as well to open it, and that this bundle might possibly contain the address of those young girls, if indeed it belonged to them, and in any event the information necessary to return it to the person who had lost it. He opened the envelope. It was not sealed, and contained four letters that were not sealed either. The addresses had been written on them. All four of them stank of tobacco. The first was addressed as follows: To Madame, Madame la Marquise de Groucheret, the square opposite the Chamber of Deputies, number... In all likelihood, he would find in it the information he sought, Marius said to himself, and anyway, seeing that the letter was not sealed, there was probably no harm in reading it. This is how it was worded. Madame la Marquise, the virtue of mercy and piety is the one that most closely binds society. Allow your Christian spirit to roam and cast a look of compassion on this ill-fated Spaniard, victim of his loyalty and attachment to the sacred cause of legitimacy, which he has risked his life for, dedicated his fortune entirely to defend that cause, and today finds himself in the most penurious circumstances. He has no doubt that your honourable self will make a contribution to maintain an existence extremely distressing to a military man of education and honour with wounds aplenty. Relying in advance on your feelings of humanity and on the interest which Madame la Marquise takes in such an unhappy nation, their prayer will not be in vain, and their gratitude will preserve her delightful memory. I have the honour, Madame, to be respectfully yours, Don Alvarez, Captain Espagnol de Caballeri, a royalist refugee in France, who is journeying on behalf of his country and is without the means to continue his journey. No address was attached to the signature. Marius hoped to find the address in the second letter, which had these words written on it: To Madame, Madame la Comtesse de Montvernet, Rue Cassette, number 9. This is what Marius read in the letter. Madame la Comtesse, this is a poor mother of a family of 6 children, the littlest one only 8 months old. I've been sick since the last one was born, abandoned by my husband 5 months ago, with no means of support whatsoever, in the most dreadful poverty. In her hopes of Madame la Comtesse, she has the honour to be, Madame, with deep respect, Balizard's wife. Marius turned to the third letter, which was, like the previous ones, a begging letter. This is what it said. Monsieur Parbourgeau, voter, wholesale hosiery merchant, Rue Saint-Denis on the corner of Rue aux Fers. I take the liberty of sending you this letter to beg you to grant me the inestimable favour of your sympathies and to interest yourself in a man of letters who has just submitted a play to the Théâtre Français. The subject is historical, and the action takes place in the Auvergne in the days of the Empire. The style, I think, is natural, concise, and may have some merit. There are songs to be sung in 4 places. The comic, the serious, and the unexpected are combined with a variety of characters and with a light touch of romanticism running through the whole plot, which develops mysteriously and after remarkable vicissitudes is eventually resolved with several dramatic twists. My chief aim is to satisfy the desire that increasingly motivates the man of our age, that is to say, fashion, that capricious and bizarre weather vane changing at almost every new wind. In spite of these qualities, I have reason to fear the jealousy, the self-regard of favoured authors may contrive to exclude me from the theatre, for I am not unaware of the bitter cup of disappointment served to newcomers. Monsieur Papaget, your deserved reputation as enlightened patron of men of letters emboldens me to send my daughter to explain to you our penurious situation, in want of warmth and sustenance in this winter season. When I say that with your kind permission I would like to dedicate to you my play and all those that I shall write in future, This goes to show how greatly I aspire to the honour of being taken under your wing and of gracing my writings with your name.